I am so excited. This week's episode is with my girl Alex, aka Sassy Confetti. You guys, we went from meeting at a pickleball singles event to now on this episode going deep into manifestation, leaving our corporate jobs for our dream careers, and everything in between. You are not going to want to miss this. I can't wait to hear what you think. Hello, babes. Welcome to PJs and Prosecco. Our show is dedicated to making spirituality fun, approachable, and real. You're already spiritually gifted, so I'm here to help you understand how to use those gifts to create your dream life. I'm your host, Emily Gornick, your certified spiritual coach and mentor, here to make healing, growth, and soul alignment feel less like a chore and more like a vibe by combining the woo with mindset magic. Think deep, soul-stirring conversations with a side of sparkle, hosted in pajamas, Prosecco in hand, of course. So whether we're talking intuition, healing, or manifesting your dream life, just know you belong here. So cozy up in your PJs, grab your Prosecco, and let's dive in. Yay! Hi, Alex. I'm so excited to have you on PJs and Prosecco.
Me too. I'm so excited to be here.
I mean, I wish we were together in PJs and having Prosecco.
Yeah, that sounds way better than 2 o'clock on a...
I'm like, ugh.
All I have is my Coca-Cola.
I just have water.
Oh, you're healthier than I.
I want a Diet Coke really bad, though. I'll have one later.
You'll have to do
Anyways,
that.
You guys, Alex and I met at a singles pickleball event a couple years ago.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
We did not meet men, but we did meet each other.
Exactly. I think it was like an immediate, we were like, oh, there's nobody here for us.
No. I'm like, okay, they were all like 20.
I was like, I know, everyone was really young. It wasn't like bad. It was just like, we were like, these aren't our people.
No, these are not our people. Like, this isn't happening.
Well, remember we got paired up with like partners, yes. And mine ended up being like 26, I think, from the suburbs. And he was like, I just want to let you know that I'm not looking for a girlfriend. And I was like, okay, why are you here?
I just remember mine being like, oh, I'm your partner? Okay, cool. And then like left. And I was like, okay.
You don't even remember. I don't remember that.
We like went and talked to people his own age. I can't blame him.
Yeah, exactly. We were like, let's go to the bar.
Yeah, I was like, you want to get a drink? Let's do it.
Well, actually, what happened was we were all standing in a circle, and I remember you saying what you did for a living. And I was like, you know what? This is what I'm here for tonight now.
You're like, I knew it.
Yeah. This is my aura was attracted to this aura.
You're like, oh, look at her. Yeah, and I remember you telling me what you did. Okay, which also, by the way, I feel like you should tell my audience what you do.
Yes, okay, sorry. Hi, I'm Alex. And so I have an influencer career, I guess. I'm a content creator. My handle is Sassy Confetti. And I mostly do like lifestyle content based in Chicago. I should say it's Chicago. It's kind of my niche, Chicago lifestyle. But I talk a lot about all sorts of things, travel, body positivity, places to go out, things to do in the city, all sorts of stuff. And I started doing this a really long time ago, like way before the pandemic. I think most people who are influencers got started, I feel like, during the pandemic, like people who are really into it right now. Because TikTok came about, and that's when people started to like delve into it more because it felt a little maybe easier or less scary than Instagram. And also at the time, Instagram was just photos.
That's true.
Yeah, which is crazy because I remember like when video came around and I was like, I'm not doing this.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I was like learning a new skill. That's not for me. But at the time, I also had a corporate 9-to-5 doing like pharmaceutical tech sales and account management.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I can't even picture you doing that.
Yeah. I worked for a major Fortune 500 company here in Chicago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And during the pandemic, well, I left the Fortune 500 company, but then I was like a consultant for them, like different finance, like pharma companies, and I worked from home. So I, like, before the pandemic was happening, I was already like working from home, and that's when things got really serious for me doing content, because we had a lot more time and we didn't have to go. I was always traveling for work when I was in pharma. So I was usually gone like every week. And when I could be here more often, it was easier to do the content and I didn't have to be on the train every day. And, you know, so like things really changed for me. So I know a lot of people, the pandemic was really horrible in so many ways, especially illness and death related, obviously. For me personally, it forced me to slow down, but in my like personal life, but speed up on my like business path of owning my own business and doing this as a full-time gig, like a weird blessing. And yeah, so that's sort of how I got here. And now I do it full-time. I have for the last 4 years. I quit my job about 4 years ago.
My gosh. That's so wild. I feel like the pandemic, you're exactly right. Like there was so much not greatness, but then there were these like silver linings for people like realizing like mental health and wellness is important. And like I started my business in the pandemic. I don't think I had it on my bingo card yet.
Right. I didn't either. I mean, I remember like to go to straight woo woo already, but I know that we mutually know Lauren, the astrologer, modern astrologer. I actually met her. I don't know how I met. I just always meet you guys randomly. Like, it's not like anyone's connected me, but I met Lauren at a bar. Yeah. Like I was at an event probably for influencing, and a friend and I were like, let's go to a stereo after and have a drink, because it was like a Sunday and it was nice and so gorgeous out. And like literally Lauren walked in with boxes of pizza, like so much pizza. And I was like, she's the kind of girl I'd like to know. Yep. And this guy who was sitting next to me was like, oh, don't talk to her. She's like a witch. And I was like, what do you mean? Yeah. And he was
wait,
like,
you're oh, like, I want to know her even more that you said that.
Exactly. I was like, tell me everything. He was like, she can predict your future or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then I started talking to her because I was like, this is interesting. She's like, oh, I'm like an astrologer. And I was like, oh, okay. That's a little different.
That's like
and
way different.
Also, do you want to read my chart right now? And she was like, sure, because we were both drunk. And this is way before she started her business. So she wasn't even like, it was before I feel like she even claimed like, you know, astrology in general. She was sort of like, no, it was like really early on. And I remember she did a party for me and my friends, and she literally told me that I would probably own my own business. And I was like, babe, no, I am solidly like a corporate girly. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then like 8 years later, here we are.
You're like, look at me now, Lauren, you called it.
She did.
She always knows.
Apparently.
I feel like astrology is so interesting to me. I am not an expert, but that's why I love having Lauren. Cause I'm like, tell me what's happening.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, but clearly something is.
Yeah.
And then I have another spiritual mentor. Her name is Alex too. She's got a great name.
Yeah.
But she is into Vedic astrology. Just go down that rabbit hole for a minute and you're like, what?
Gosh, don't introduce me to something new.
No, you know, you don't need to learn something new. Lauren actually does talk about Vedic every once in a while, and I'm like, oh, teach me.
Yeah.
Just about myself, though. I don't really care
No,
about
no, no, no. Yeah. Don't need to add one more thing to that.
No. Like, I'm not bringing astrology into my business, so, like, I don't need to help people with that.
Yeah. It's always nice to have someone who, like, knows that you can just refer.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you do want to know about that? Wonderful. Here's Lauren.
Yeah, exactly. Here's my friend.
She's great. She'll tell you everything you need to know and more. I feel like every time on her like full moon and new moon circles, it's wild. I love though that you also met her.
In the wild.
Not that big of a city.
I know. It's crazy. She did introduce me to Cindy. So I would say like that's I feel like you guys are the triangle, the trifecta. So I did meet her through someone else.
Okay. Well, I do love Cindy too. And I feel like they both left though. They went to the coast. So like now I'm
No.
down the Chicago Fork.
Yeah, hold steady. But you're gonna keep your feet here.
Good thing I'm not planning on going anywhere. Although I won't ask Lauren, she'll probably be like, "You're moving." I'll be like, "Ah, what?"
I know, right?
No.
Said one thing to me that I'm like really holding on to, and I hope is true someday. But it was like, you're gonna be rich later in life. And I was like, okay, but what's later in life?
Define later,
We
please?
define later, because like I feel like later is now.
I thought later was when you turned 40.
Yeah, exactly. When I turned 40, I just assumed I would get a lot of money because she told me that. No.
I'm gonna have to call her up, be like, Lauren,
I
what's
know.
but we are gonna be rich. We already are rich in so many ways.
We are. Yeah, maybe she meant in just in life.
Oh, I feel like though it has to be money too.
I
In
know.
addition.
I what if it's I don't know. Maybe it's related to a man, or maybe I strike oil, or maybe
Maybe you walked down the street and there's a lottery ticket and you're like, how random, and it's
ooh,
the winner.
that would be sick, actually.
I universe, one of us would like that.
Yeah, I would love to win the lotto. I got really into pull tabs this.
Wait, I was gonna say, you said like, oh yeah, Chicago's my niche. I'm like, yeah, but you also like, I feel like I've been going all these different places. You were like in Grand Rapids, you were
Yeah.
in Eau Claire, Michigan, but then you also, I feel like last year, weren't you in like New Mexico and Tucson?
Arizona. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of local travel, which has done really well for me, but I think it's this, and I think also I do a lot of like, I call it 24-hour series where I explore a different neighborhood in Chicago. I think people are just like naturally curious and want to explore these places, but they want someone else to do it first.
Yeah.
And people like guides and they don't want to have to do the research on their own. And I love doing the research, so I'm fine with doing that for other people. But I think the local travel stuff does really well because people want something they can just do on a whim
Yeah.
and they don't have to like really plan and think about it. Like the Tucson content actually did really well last year. I worked with the city of Tucson to do like a girls trip like content, and honestly, slept on. I thought it was so quirky and cute. It was kind of like an Austin
Oh.
vibe in Arizona, which, because I think Scottsdale's kind of like,
I mean,
it's basically a little Chicago because it's got all of our restaurants.
it does.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
I'm like, what's special about this other than like you get the heat, right? So I personally like quirky, like a little different.
I agree with you. I feel like the only thing, the reason I fly into Phoenix or like Scottsdale is to go to Sedona.
Yeah, Sedona's good.
And then I don't even come back into Phoenix. It's to like go to Savannah, the wellness resort in Carefree, Arizona, which is
Yeah.
right outside. Like that's why I'm going there. Now, back in like my 20s and early 30s, Scottsdale, spring training, pool party at the W, like
Totally.
different vibe.
Maybe you crack the code. Maybe it's age.
I think it might be age because I really
I
love
used to like
it then.
Scottsdale. You're right. You're right.
I just don't like really like it now. No offense, Scottsdale.
No, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just
I
think
don't
like
either.
it's like a River North like party atmosphere vibe, which I think has its moment. But when you're I turned 40 this year. I think that's
I
why I'm
turned
like,
40 right before you, so
yeah. So we're both like in this like time of like we both like to part like I don't say party, but we like to have a good time.
I like to have a good time.
Yeah, but I think like I also like going to the spa and I like having a wellness moment. I love finding restaurants. Sometimes I just like going to a nice dinner and that's it. Or we could just go to bed.
Yeah. Sometimes I just want to read my book by a pool and
That
not have it
too.
be a party. I just want
Yeah, I don't
to.
want to have to have a mimosa today.
No, I just want to read my book.
Yeah.
This is 40.
Exactly.
I think I came around to this at like 37 or 38,
Did you?
to be fair.
Yeah. I think sometimes I still pretend like I'm 25 and then I'm
Oh
like,
no,
that
I
was
still
cool.
will. Yeah.
That
For
was a mistake.
the moment. Yeah.
Anytime I'm at a country concert, so prepare yourself.
Yourself, it's happening. But that is another thing you guys listening that Alex and I really bonded over is we really love country music. We have not actually gone to a country concert. together yet.
Not technically.
Well, not technically. We ran into each other at Windy City, but like that was it.
Back when the music was happening.
That's because you were like up in Platinum and I was like down in PA where the peasants were being like, hi.
Oh man. That is one way I'm very rich in life was getting blessed with Platinum tickets.
Truly. I'll be going Platinum next year. It's good. Yeah. I can't say it 3 years in a row and then not be Platinum. So
I think it's the vibe. It's just
honestly, what you get with it, I feel like is so worth it.
People were giving me such a hard time when I was saying that online.
What?
They were like, that's a crazy amount of money. And I was like, here's the thing. I understand if like concerts aren't your thing, live music isn't your thing, then yeah, this is going to sound crazy. Also, if you don't drink, it's not worth it.
Yeah, agreed.
Because what you're paying for is really the booze and the experience, right? Yeah. So,
well, I think it's food too. If you have like a restrictive diet, yeah, you're definitely.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. If you don't eat meat, like this is not, you're not.
Don't go to Windy City Smokeout.
I know. Though they do like in Platinum, they do try to be like pretty. Like they had, what's the thing that's in the vending machines? Oh my gosh. The salad. The
salad things?
Yeah. Farmer's Fridge.
Yes.
They had Farmer's Fridge like every day and they had like fruit salad and they had like, you know, like there was mac and cheese. Like there's like options. Chips, fries. They also had sushi one day.
Okay, when I saw that, I was like, I've never been so jealous. Sushi would be my last meal.
Well, these would have been like perfect. That's like the hand roll place too. It wasn't like the.
Was it Sushi-san?
So it was the one that's the omakase room, apparently.
Oh. Wow.
That's in Sushi-san. That's like underneath.
Oh, cool. I mean,
so
I'm
it was
into
like,
that.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. Someone corrected me.
More exclusive, I'm in.
It was like more exclusive. And the guy who came to serve was like the actual sushi chef. Like he's like a big deal in Japan. I know. So someone also told me that. They were like, that's like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh no. Okay. Yeah, I knew that.
Is it though?
I did my job.
Like, yay.
I know.
Wait, I do love. We are going to our first official country concert together though. On a boat.
That's the way it should be.
I agree with the beautiful skyline, and I just know it's going to be beautiful weather, so it's going to be perfect.
Yeah, because it won't be too hot.
No.
So I only found out about this because of someone else that he did. They've been doing this series all over Chicago or the country.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's different artists in different cities. And so City Cruises is like everywhere. Boston, New York. I think maybe San Francisco. I don't know. And so they've been doing these all over, which is really cool. So it's different like country artists you can see. There's also one at the end of September. In case anyone listening wants to go, they're doing another one with a different artist. I think Colt Ford, he's not like my favorite. So
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's like, I think he's older.
Oh, okay.
In age.
First scene was Randy Houser, and I wouldn't say he's young.
No, Randy's like,
he's like
probably our age, maybe a little bit older.
I'm going to say he's like a little older.
You think?
I don't know. I could probably look it up.
Yeah, I was like, we can Google it.
We could actually just find out.
I used to have such a crush on him.
Oh, really? I just loved
he's
a lot of
49.
His music.
He's 49.
Oh, okay. See, he's so much older. We're so young.
We're so young. Also, he's married to a very pretty woman.
Oh, he's an attractive man.
Say, I think so.
I mean, I was like, hey, he is aging well.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Hey, we get a meet and greet, so we'll get a little pic with him.
Yeah.
Check our Instagrams. Or TikToks, even though I never remember to go on TikTok, but I really got to get on it. Where has been your favorite like city to go explore and review?
Well, this summer I really liked Grand Rapids.
Ooh, okay.
I've always wanted to go to Grand Rapids, so I actually pitched them and was like, we should work together. And they were like, maybe, we'll see. And then they came back and they were like, no, we want to do it. And I was like, okay, cool. I was pleasantly surprised. I will also say Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah.
I also pitched them because I want to go to all 50 states. So I was like,
perfect.
I want to go to North Dakota, and I've heard Fargo is cool. But I'm gonna say, like, I thought I was gonna go and it would be maybe a little uncomfortable. Very like we'd be I wouldn't be like a lot of these other people. I wouldn't have the same views as a lot of these people. And I was very wrong. It is a very liberal city.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know. The food was all really good. Like I would say on the level of Chicago, which I wouldn't say like a lot about most of the cities like I go to. I'm like, this is good for like where you are, right?
Yeah.
It's not as good as Chicago, but I personally think Chicago has like the best food in the country. So
I don't disagree.
Yeah, like when I say that, I mean like I think like Chicago is top tier, like up there with international cities, you know? And I personally think it's better than New York, but
I
whatever.
do too. Don't add us, just kidding, but I do.
Don't get mad. And I used to live in New York, so I feel like I can say that. And like North Dakota food was like up there. Like everywhere we ate, I was like very, very impressed. And like the ambiance is not like Chicago.
Well,
Like we go to one restaurant, it was Italian, and I was so excited because I was like, this is like gonna be a really nice night out. And I like wore a pretty fancy dress, which was a choice. So, you know, like probably my bad. But we got there and like people were wearing like pajamas. And it was like,
what?
yeah, it was like a really nice, like downtown Italian restaurant. And people were in like Cookie Monster pajamas. So I was like, okay, this is where we differ.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
That's fine. That's fine. You know, that kind of just like makes me think of when you go into like Olive Garden and you just never know what you're gonna see.
Yeah. It was like those vibes. And
Which now
like,
I really
again, there's nothing wrong with that. I wish I had just known that I could have worn something a little more casual than my cutout dress that I had.
I'm just picturing you in like a ball gown, just like waltzing in, being like, oh.
I mean, it was like a maxi cutout side. One girl did walk in and she was to the nines dressed up. It was also graduation weekend. So I think, and that it's a big college town,
Okay.
which I guess kind of makes more sense with like the like liberal stuff. But she walked in and I was like, she is the prettiest woman I think I've ever seen. And she was like dressed to the nines too, because it was graduation weekend. It was her graduation.
Yeah, but
But then you're
otherwise,
seated next to someone in Cookie Monster pajamas.
An adult?
Yeah. It
Choice.
is what it is.
Honestly, they were comfortable. They enjoyed their meal. Who cares?
That's what I mean. I just wish I had been in a comfortable outfit. I didn't need to be wearing what I was wearing. Like, definitely didn't need to be have my sides of my dress cut out. That would have.
They're probably
I
like,
could have been wearing a sweatshirt. I could have been wearing what I was wearing right
sure.
now. And I would have been half, especially because I ate so much. I was so full because the food was so good. It was like this lemon pasta that I was like, yeah, it was like.
Wait, have you had the lemon pasta at Danucci's?
No.
Oh, so
I
good.
thought you were going to say Tradita.
I haven't been there.
Okay, the Tradita lemon pasta is really, really good.
I just need to go there for many reasons.
I know, it's so aesthetically pretty, like
I
pleasing.
know. Whenever anyone posts that they're there, I'm like, I haven't not been yet.
I think it's good to go in the winter.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, Danucci's, I feel like it's better in the winter, even though they do have like a few outdoor patio seats.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's such a vibe inside.
Yeah, I need to go there.
Plus, it's in my backyard.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's in like, okay. Huh. And that's not where I thought it was.
Yeah, it's right across the street from Gemini on Lincoln.
Well, they own Gemini, right?
Yeah, that's like same owner. Yeah. Okay, well now we know where we need to go. Multiple places. Perfect. I feel like because you have such a wide following, like you must get the craziest like DMs. Do you get crazy ones? Or like fun ones? Crazy doesn't have to be bad.
Okay. I mean, I
How do
have
you
had crazy things happen, mainly men stuff. Like, huh, I wonder. Let's think. I don't know. I think the only like cool like brands or stuff that have like interacted with me, I would say is like mostly on TikTok and that, because
Okay.
that I feel like brands, I feel like can be a little bit more like quirky and fun over there. and they don't mind commenting something silly. That doesn't really happen as much as on Instagram. So on TikTok, I'm like trying to become a football girl this season because all of my close friends are really into football and I go watch and it's not that I don't know how football works. Okay. I do. I understand the mechanics of it. When I watch, I'm not having fun, but I don't have a team that I feel like is my own. So I decided that this season I was going to pick a team that could be like my own instead of the Bears because I just don't care. Unfortunately, I am so sorry, Bears. I just don't. And
this is your chance to pitch her on TikTok.
I know. Well, that's what, so I kind of was like, everyone pitch me your team. And a bunch of the teams wrote in my comment section. And I thought that was pretty cool.
You're like, this is cool. So now let me know about your swag and any
yeah.
type of game. And like, let's talk.
Exactly. I want to, so like one was the Tennessee Titans and, you know, I love Nashville. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, not mad at that.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. And the other was Cincinnati. But I think I've chosen. And
Are you gonna tell us?
Yeah, I can tell you.
Well, you can tell because this is gonna air after the football season starts.
Oh yeah. Okay, good. I was supposed to decide before preseason and it's over on Thursday, I think. So I've decided to go with the Lions.
Oh, okay.
Now there was a lot of thought process put into this. I'm like, what colors do I look good in? And also, I wanted something that was close to here. So if I wanted to go to a game, it wouldn't be like super crazy to get there.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Nashville was sort of like on the radar. But a lot of people were pushing like Bills Mafia, like doing the Buffalo Bills. And I was like, that's kind of far though, guys.
Yeah. No offense, Buffalo Bill, but no.
I know. And so I look good in blue. Detroit's not far from here. It's owned by a woman. We love that.
Oh, I did not know that. I do love that.
There's like 8 teams that are owned by a woman or partially owned by women. But that was like a big thing for me. I was like,
yeah.
I just feel like they would care more.
Yeah.
About their players. And philanthropy was a big one for me too. I wanted them to have, but all teams usually have some sort of philanthropy. But I went to the Lions and I hope they would like, I don't know, maybe like we want to work together. I'm going to be doing like football content every week now.
I am obsessed and I will come watch with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fun to watch games,
Oh,
but I think when you're invested, it's so much more fun because I've always been jealous of my friends that are more invested because I'm like, you care and it's like you like being here, not just for the drinks and the food.
yeah. No, it is something really different. I, on the other hand, am a traitor to my family. Because I am a Green Bay Packer fan.
Oh my God.
And I'm from Minnesota.
You are?
I know.
Wait, that's like even worse, I think, than being a Bears fan and going Packer.
No, I think it's worse if I grew up in Chicago and became a Green Bay Packer
fan. Okay, everyone told me I could not be a Vikings fan.
The Vikings are not good, just like the Bears aren't good, though, right?
I don't know.
Maybe they're in the same division.
Yeah. They are. Because it was
okay.
like.
I did not grow up watching the Vikings. I didn't. We were like a hockey family and like baseball Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
Like that's what I remember. And we went to like some Timberwolves games. I do remember that. I don't remember like sitting down watching Vikings games. So
No.
when I went to college at Wisconsin, I actually thought that Packer fans were really annoying.
Yeah.
So I was like, God, they're so annoying. Like I'm over it. It's kind of how I feel about Ohio State fans, but I'm not over that. I really just think they're terrible. Sorry, anyone who went there.
I have a friend who went there. He's pretty insufferable.
Yeah, no,
about sports.
No, about sports. I know.
About
Like
sports.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my best friend's husband went there. But I'm like, I can't wait for your future children to go to Wisconsin instead.
Yeah.
But anyways, after college, my boyfriend right after college was like a diehard Packer fan. And so I would always be watching the games with him. And one day I realized I cared. I was like, oh my God, I care if they win or lose. Like, did I just gain a team? And then it pissed my brothers off so much that I was like, oh, this is even better.
This is more fun. Yeah, it makes it more fun.
So then when him and I broke up, when I was like, I don't know, 24, 25, I was like, No, I still care, so I'm going to keep them.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a nice story.
Yeah.
Mine is like less nice because it's really attached to nothing. I was also like, I like that the Lions play the Bears and the Packers, and my friends are both Bears and Packers fans.
Perfect.
So there's like some rivalry, and that'll make me care more, you know. If we're not playing each other until the very end, then what's the point?
I agree with you. I do feel like too, I mean, the Lions, I don't know. I feel like I don't feel any which way about them. But I'm also like, because I didn't grow up a diehard Packer fan either, like I don't have like such blind loyalty.
Yeah.
Like this is it, like my only team. Like, no, I want them to win. And like obviously I want them to go to the Super Bowl and crush it. But like if they don't, my world isn't over.
Yeah. I mean, I feel I'm same. My family was not, we were not football people. I don't think you could have like had my parents sit and watch a game for that long. They were always like up and doing stuff. Even when like my sister and I were so into watching TV, like always, like we always have been. And my parents would always be off doing stuff. And I'm like, what are you even doing?
Why aren't we doing it with you?
Well, and plus, like, the internet didn't exist. So, like, where are you? What are you doing?
Isn't that kind of wild to think of, like, the things we've grown up or grown into?
Yeah. Like, doing bills? Like, what were you doing?
What were you doing that whole time?
The whole time. It would be, like, Sunday after church. And we'd be, like, Catherine and I would watch, I don't know, MTV or cartoons or whatever it was. And it would be, like, yeah, what are they doing? My dad really liked cleaning. Like, it's an actual thing he enjoys doing. So he was probably cleaning. But I'm like, what was mom doing?
My mom really likes to mow the lawn. Well, does.
That's nice. Is it like cathartic for her?
I have no idea. She still pushes it though. Push lawnmower. I mean, it's like, you know, like electric or whatever a lawnmower is. I don't know. Clearly, I never cut the grass.
I was like, I don't even know how.
Don't ask me how to do that. But no,
yes.
She have to cut the. She'll complain. I have to cut the grass, and I'm like, but you like this. You enjoy it. This
yeah.
is time, I think.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, she had four kids, so she was probably like, let me go outside and mow the lawn.
Yeah, and I can't even hear them, so.
They're literally, like, causing so much havoc inside, but I'm good, because I'm out here.
Yeah. The only sports I can remember us as a family being into were the Bulls. But
okay.
Everyone was, and that's not, like, unique or whatever. But I was really into it, and I used to, I don't think I could do this anymore, but when I was in college, I remember this was my thing that like when I met guys they would be like very impressed by. But I knew like the starting lineup for all of the six-peat teams, and that really impressed men. So
yeah, you're like, maybe I'm bringing that skill back.
yeah.
That's so funny. You know what else I like to do though, because I've lived in LA and obviously I'm from Minnesota. Now I live here in Chicago, is I do like to pick a local team, if you will. So when I moved to LA, I picked the LA Kings because hockey is from the state of hockey. We got to have a hockey team. And I picked the Clippers, but I picked both of those because they were terrible. So I was like, well, great. So it's all Minnesota sports at the time and pretty much so. I was like, this is great. These will be my two teams I can like get excited about, like, watch games and go to games. And then when I came, okay, but get this, moved there. And then literally the LA Kings won the Stanley Cup like the next couple years in a row. Okay. And the Clippers got like Blake Griffin and became really good. And I was like, I think I'm a good luck charm. So wait for it. I moved to Chicago and I decided to pick the Cubs because the White Sox are in the same division as the Twins. And plus, it's like the White Sox. I don't know. I was like, I think I'm a Northern girly. So I'm going to go with the Cubs. I like nostalgia. I like that. Anyways, they literally that year won the World Series.
Ooh, that's hilarious.
So, you know what? Everyone should be coming at me like, pick my team because luck.
Man, okay, we'll pick a new one.
Just to see if it works.
Yeah, manifest it for them.
I know the Cubs are probably like, can you come back and like work some of that witchy magic on us?
Yeah, juju it up.
I know.
That's
I feel
funny.
Like I didn't even know that that's what I was doing, was manifesting wins for them because I just felt so bad. They were so terrible.
That is what you were doing. You were manifesting wins for them.
I know.
With your pity.
Maybe I need to, I pity like these three things I'm manifesting right now. I really pity them.
I really pity them. It's the real.
Can I please have them?
Please.
Wait, do you do any like manifestation rituals?
I don't think that I do rituals, but I do think that I am good at manifesting, especially for my business. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Because like for business, I feel like I'll be like, okay, I really want to work like with, obviously manifesting is also, you have to do stuff too. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, I call it aligned actions.
Yeah. So like goals, but also like sometimes they're like goals that you wouldn't, I don't know. It's like the first time you're doing it or, you know, whatever. It's not something that I've done before and it makes me anxious and all this stuff, but like, I know I could be good at it or I could work with this or I really want to work with this brand or whatever. Sometimes with the brand stuff, I feel like those come out of nowhere. You know, I'll just be like, I would really like to work with blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like thinking about it. And then a few months later, it'll happen. Or, and it's not like I did like actions to get there, but I feel like with the travel stuff, like I've really been like more focused on that. And like I'm good at pitching it and all that stuff, but I also think it's like a little bit of manifestation.
Yeah, I feel like you have some really fun international trips that you've done and you have coming up too.
Yeah, so the international trips are like trips that I plan. So it's through a company called Trova Trip. And you work with them and you sort of pick an itinerary that you're like excited about. And then you sell that itinerary to your followers or your listeners or whatever. And people can kind of like go on vacation with you. And I've like, we originally started doing it because I used to have a podcast about dating as a plus size person. And we stopped doing the podcast last year at the end of the year because it just, I didn't feel like it was, I didn't like talking about my dating life anymore. It was like just kind of exhausting. And I just knew I wasn't showing up in the way that I should be. And I was like, I'm not even sure I'm like helping anymore. This is, it's because it's not really even helping me. I feel like once I stopped doing the podcast, I felt like dating was easier. So I know. And I think it's because I was like just focused on stories or like, what could we talk about? And it's like, I wanted it to just be for me and not for other people. Anyway, we started doing the trips for the podcast because there's a lot of stigma around travel if you're in a bigger body. And I'm plus size, I'm a size like 18, 20, 2X. And so we started doing trips from that perspective. And then when we stopped the podcast, we stopped doing the trips. And I was like, another reason with my podcast co-host and I, we did them together, but she had never traveled before. Her first time traveling outside of the country was on one of our swipe trips. We went to Greece. And I'm at a point in my life where I really want to go to places I've never been before. And doing the same places over and over again is, I don't know, just not really fun for me. And I think people pick up on that energy, right? So I think like we weren't selling them as well towards the end. And I think it's just because I wasn't excited about like where we were going. And it's hard to sell something to someone when your energy is off.
Yeah, 100%.
So I was like, I want to do more trips that are like aligned with like where I am excited about going. And I was like, I want to try doing one on my own. We still have the podcast and like see what, if it works, if it doesn't, you know, I'm just like not going to do this anymore. And we went to Thailand and it was like the most magical experience ever. And everyone who went was like such a doll and we had the best time ever. And I was just like, okay, I guess let's keep this going. Especially because all those people were like, we want to go on the next one. And so we kind of all decided as a unit, like where we wanted to go.
I love that.
And yeah, we picked Argentina and we just got back. Well, that was in February.
I was so sad I couldn't go on. I was like, I want to go on that
you
one.
Were like, you were in like on a safari.
Yeah, I was in Africa though, so I was doing okay.
But yeah, we did like wine country. It was so fun. And then I launched Egypt and that sold out in a week, which was.
I believe it. Because I just feel like that's a place that I don't know that many people would like book on their own.
Yeah.
You know,
and
but
I
when you know there's a group.
Totally. And I think that's what I want it to be now. Like these before it was like these trips, you're in a bigger body and these are places you've always wanted to go, maybe. But this is more like aligned to, these are bucket list places. You don't have other people to travel with because we're getting older. Like most of the people on these trips are like 35 and over. And I think, you know, you get it because like you're also 40. Like most of my friends are married and have kids and like they're going on vacations with their husbands, or their children,
yeah.
or they're putting an addition on their house and or like redoing the bathroom. They don't have the money that we have because we're not doing those things. Like maybe the additions to the bathroom and stuff like that, but not like I'm not going on vacation with my kids and I don't have a boyfriend. So I'm not going on couples trips or whatever. So this is sort of like, I don't know, pie in the sky places I want to go with people who also don't have anyone to travel with. And that's kind of like the goal. We're doing Germany, like Christmas markets.
So fun.
At the end of November. I have one spot left, which is crazy. I didn't even think we would. Yeah, like it's sold. So you have to have a certain number of people to go.
Oh, okay.
We had 8 people signed up and it was sort of like, okay, we're going, but it didn't feel like it was going to sell out. And then I don't know. It's like, I feel like you change your energy shift. And I was like manifesting. I was like, I just need some people to like, who really want to go on a trip like this to come with me. Cause I think the more the merrier for something like that.
Oh yeah, totally.
The Christmas.
I hear the Christmas markets are so awesome.
I went to Germany like with my dad and my sister early, so long ago. It was like even before I really liked Hallmark, because I love Hallmark movies.
If you do, what is it, rank them or rate them?
Yeah, I do ratings. This year I have to figure out a different way to do it so I can put it on TikTok somehow, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Got to figure that out, because right now I just do it in stories. So it's really just for if you happen to see it, you happen to see it. But you want to source it out, go find it. I need to figure out a way to do that. But that's neither here nor there. But I went with my dad and my sister and we went to Nuremberg and like some of those smaller ones. And it was really fun. But I feel like they've exploded recently. And now they're like insane, like even crazier than they were in the past. Like just really cool. So I'm excited. My friend lives in Germany and she was like, Christmas market culture is insane.
I believe.
Everyone just hangs out them after work. You just go. It's like going to a bar.
What?
And just hanging out, I know, around like a fire.
I literally love that.
Isn't
I,
that so
again,
cool?
was like, damn, that's a fun trip. Right before then, I'm going to Portugal and Spain. So I was like, I mean, still so fun, but I was like, damn, why are these not blinding? We'll see. I'll be on a trip one day, though.
You
It's
got
like
to go to Bali. You should come to Bali.
When's Bali?
I just launched it. It's going to be next June.
I'm available.
Okay, think about it. I'm pretty hype about it because also I upgraded this trip. I usually upgrade them always because like world ladies, I like nicer things. But the hotels are like 5-star and they're real nice.
I like nice things.
I know.
As my old brand would suggest, I really like nice things.
I know. I can't believe you switched it. I love that.
I know. It was time. You know, sometimes you just gotta shed.
Yes.
And I felt like I was just had outgrown it.
Yeah.
Anyone who's listening, as you could go back to the previous episodes, I was the rich witch next door. Now I am not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I feel like there's these pivotal moments in everyone's life where you just have these experiences and you just are all of a sudden, oh, I don't know if I like woke up a little, but I was like, what's happening? What am I doing?
Yeah.
This doesn't feel super aligned to where I am right now. And it was kind of wild because I was in Mount Shasta and I literally discovered I was on the wrong timeline. I was like, no wonder life feels so hard. So now I'm on the right timeline. And I was like, oh.
What is that? Okay, wait, explain what that means.
Okay, so we're all like have potential different trajectories, right, in our lives. And like you're on a certain timeline. Even in NLP, you can do like timeline things, like timeline therapy, time techniques, all these different things. So spiritually and energetically, I had somehow jumped to a wrong timeline, not in a bad way, but it was just, it wasn't like on my actual path of what I'm meant to do, which is more spiritual in terms of channeling and cosmic connection and like things like that. So then when that clicked back in place, I was like, wow, I really feel like totally different. And also I feel like a lot of the stuff I'd been doing just didn't really resonate anymore.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. And I was like, so what are we going to do? Change it.
I think that's, well, it's funny that we're both, it was kind of both the same year for us, but I felt that way at the beginning of the year. And I think that was part of like why I was like, I'm not sure the podcast is like serving me anymore. And if it's not serving me, then it's not serving the audience.
Right. Right.
Which is the point of doing this as a career. If I'm only bringing negativity, that's only going to bring negativity to other people.
Yeah,
so like, why would I do that? You know? And if people are almost hate listening to you too.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate like, I, if someone hate follows me, I would just unfollow. Don't do that.
I don't like that.
Sometimes, no. Sometimes you can't unfollow for like reasons, but just mute them.
Yeah, mute them. I've had to tell my mom that before. You could just mute them.
Mute them. Yeah.
Did you see what they posted? No. You know why?
Muted. Them. Yeah.
I don't need
to. I think this world, like the influencer world, can be really weird because it can be really superficial.
Yeah.
And I've definitely landed in the paths of people that like have bad intentions.
Gotcha.
And sometimes you can't unfollow those people.
Right.
Because it creates more drama than it needs to.
If you unfollow them, it's like a whole thing. And you're like, I just didn't want to see it.
Exactly. I don't know if you watch. Do you watch Bravo? Have we?
Oh, do I watch Bravo?
Okay. All right. I'm going to make a comparison. It's like how Larsa is so mad that Lisa wouldn't unfollow
Marcus.
Her ex.
Yeah.
It's that. It's okay. It's too much drama. Just unfollow him. Who cares?
I know. I was like, she was like, but she's telling you what to do. I'm like, this is literally just so that you guys have a storyline. And it's so dumb.
Truly. It's so silly.
But damn, yeah. I love Real Housewives of Miami.
It's my favorite right now.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything better.
I feel like I like want to be Marisol when I grow up.
Same.
She just has like, no care in the world. She's funny.
Like I want to find a Steve. Like someone who just like super loves me and lets me do what I want. And I don't know. He's not involved. He's involved enough.
Yeah. He's like, I'm cool. Yeah, when she like FaceTime, I was like, look at this dress. Do you think we should have another wedding here? And he's just okay.
Okay. Yeah. I was what? Like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah. That my crazy ass is somewhere being like, I want to do this. And they're like, oh, whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
In a supportive way, though, not just a yes man way.
No, I don't think he is.
No, I don't think he is either.
No.
Because... Just clarifying to the universe.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. Yeah, I want a Steve. Mm-hmm. And I just want to drink cockies.
Yeah. Is that too much to ask?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Oh, Alex, I feel like we could talk for like hours and hours and hours.
I know. I was like, I can't believe it's already.
I know. I looked up and I was like, oh, yes. Okay. So don't worry, guys. We'll have Alex back on. Maybe it's like us talking about a trip. We don't know. But I always like to ask one random question and I never tell you guys about it beforehand because why let you prep? So I asked my friends ChatGPT, what could I ask you? And this is what they came up with. Do you think your spirit guides ever roll their eyes at you? And if so, what would make them do that?
Yes.
They are right now.
I'm sure they are. For me, I have such a hard time letting, it's not even like they're bad or toxic or it's just like men in general. I have a really hard time letting it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. It's over and done with. Just let it go. I am 100% sure that someone is rolling their eyes about that. Let it go.
What are you doing?
Yeah. I've given you 900 signs.
It's literally like, come on, what are we doing? And you're like,
yeah.
Let me call him.
Yeah, exactly. Just one more text.
One more text can't hurt, right? It's closure.
Closure, I need it. You already had it. You already had the closure. We gave
you had
the
it 20,000 times.
Exactly.
Love that. And also tell everyone where they can find you. And guys, I will also put this in the show notes so you can just click on those.
Yes, you can find me at Sassy Confetti on Instagram and @SassyConfetti on TikTok. And I am.
Did someone already have Sassy Confetti without the dot?
Yeah.
Huh.
I did ask them if I could buy it from them, but it was like a child. So they never responded. I know. They probably don't even use it, but it's fine.
It's fine. that.
If you search sassy confetti, I still show up. I also have a Patreon where if you want to do, I do like events in the city like once a month that are like for just my Patreon people. That's at patreon.com/sassyconfetti.
Love it. And also just check out her epic trips. You never know, I might be on one of them.
Yeah, those are all linked in my bio.
Love it. Well, thanks, Alex. Thanks for coming on PJs and Prosecco. Next time we're going to be together with Prosecco and PJs, obviously.
Perfect.
I love it.
That's a wrap on today's podcast episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, or give a 5-star rating on Spotify, depending on where you listen, and share the magic on your socials. Tag me at I Am Emily Gornick so I can send you some love. To explore more, make sure you check out the links in my show notes. And as always, stay magical, stay powerful, and stay sippin'.